Among the protesters outside Abu Ghraib prison today were former inmates and family members seeking word about friends or loved ones. NPR's Peter Kenyon spoke with some of them.
As hundreds of Iraqis demonstrated against American abuse of Iraqi prisoners, 30-year-old Iyad Ibrahim recalled his own arrest and detention inside the massive prison compound. Ibrahim, who has a small shop in Fallujah, smiled ruefully as he recalled moving his family to another town for safety as the fighting heated up in Fallujah. Hours after getting settled in his cousin's house, he said the American soldiers burst in and arrested him.
First thing, we put they put the bags on our head, and they put a small hole in the bag so I can breathe. So I tried to search so I can see my relatives, my brother. But I heard some noises, like there are people with me, and also they've been captured.
The military has since discontinued the use of hoods when transporting prisoners. Ibrahim said they were initially taken to a military base, not Abu Ghraib. He was left alone, handcuffed and hooded in one room, while the other prisoners were taken to an adjacent room. Ibrahim couldn't see what was happening to the men, but what he heard from the translator working for the Americans and from the prisoners painted a chilling picture in his imagination.
First thing is the same questions, like, are you a terrorist? Do you know any terrorists? Do you know who shot us? After that, we tell them to get out your clothes, and he stayed with the underwear. So he pointed the gun at him, so he took it off. After that, he tell them to bend. I keep hearing that from the translator. He tell them to bend. So three of them has the same thing, get naked, bend.
He said the translator made it clear that the pose was intended to suggest sexual humiliation or worse. The prisoners grew hysterical at some point, and they were all taken to Abu Ghraib prison, where Ibrahim said he faced deprivation such as insufficient food and sleep, but no torture. 28-year-old Ahmed Ilmohanid from the town of Khandari was also at the demonstration. He said he spent 6 months in the Abu Ghraib prison. He showed scars on his shoulder and torso that he said were from American bullets. Mohanad said his treatment wasn't as horrific as what was depicted in the photos from Tier 1A of the prison, but it still seemed like torture to him.
One of them is like they put us outside on an open field, at least 3 hours, sometimes in the winter, sometimes in the heat. And if there is a small problem will happen in the inside of the prison, they will release dogs on us. One of my friends, he was got bite from his leg, and one of the dogs, we killed it. We killed it before he attacked us.
Human rights activists in Baghdad say the stories of prisoner abuse now mushrooming across the country run the gamut from moderate to severe violations of human rights and international law. A number of investigations are now open, but some, indeed many of these allegations may never be conclusively resolved as clearly true, exaggerated, or completely fabricated. Iraqis say even so, instances of graphic extreme abuse have been indisputably documented, and the swelling chorus of complaints now being heard indicates that the damage to America's reputation has been done, and what remains to be seen is how successful the Bush administration will be in the long, slow struggle to repair that damage. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.